Okay, today we're doing something important, money talk. Let's start with budgets. Do you know what that is?
Like when you save up for a toy or something?
That's part of it. A budget is a plan for your income. That's where the money you earn and your expenses, which is the money that you spend. It's all about deciding where your money goes.
So like if I get $20 allowance and I want to spend it on $10 on candy, $5 on Roblox, and $5 on savings, that's a budget.
Exactly. And here's a big tip. Always pay yourself first. That means before you spend anything, you put money into savings, even if it's $2 or $5. It's like paying your future self for snacks.
So it's like putting money in a savings jar before you buy chips?
Yep, you can even make it fun. Every time you find change in your pocket, just drop it in the jar. Or if grandma gives you birthday money, put a big chunk of it in your savings account before you spend it. Okay, now let's talk about saving versus investing. Do you know the difference?
Saving is just putting money in a piggy bank, right? What's investing?
Exactly. Saving is safe, but your money grows really slowly. Investing means putting all your money into things like stocks or bonds that can grow faster, but they are riskier.
Why does investing grow faster?
Because of compound interest. That's when you earn interest not only on the money that you put in, but also the interest that you already earn. It's like a snowball rolling downhill.
Whoa, so money makes money?
Exactly. There's also something called the rule of 72. It's a shortcut. So you take 72 and then you divide it by the interest rate, and then it tells you how long it takes for you to double your money.
Okay, so if I invest 6%, 72 divided by 6 equals 12. So my money doubles in 12 years?
You got it. But here's the catch, inflation. That's when prices slowly go up over time, like how candy bars used to be $1, now they're $2, like how a Dollar Tree things used to only be $1, but now they're $1.25. So if your money just sits in a piggy bank, it loses its value because of inflation. That's why people invest to keep up.
So if I invest a little each week, I'll be richer later?
That's the idea. That's called dollar cost averaging, putting in the same amount regularly instead of trying to time the market. Over time, it does work out. But investing does has its risks. Let me explain the risk-reward pyramid. At the bottom are safe things like savings accounts and government bonds, low risk, low reward. At the top are risky things like stocks or crypto, which are high risk but also high reward.
So I should just do high risk stuff and get rich?
Not quite. That's why we use diversification and asset allocation. That means spreading your money around. Some safe stuff, some medium risk, some higher risk. That way, if one thing loses value, you don't lose everything.
So it's like putting all my candy in one jar in case it spills?
Exactly. Smart thinking. All right. Next is credit. Do you know what that is?
Is it like a gift card?
Not quite. Credit is when you borrow money with the promise to pay it back. Like with the credit card, the bank pays for your stuff now, but then you have to pay them back later. But if you don't pay on time, they charge you interest.
Interest again?
Yep, but this time it's bad for you. The APR, which is the annual percentage rate, is how much the bank charges you to borrow money. If you carry a balance, that interest piles up.
So credit cards are bad?
They're not necessarily bad if you use them wisely. Having credit helps you build a credit score. That's like your money report card. A high score means that you can borrow more easily, like getting a car loan or renting an apartment. Lenders check your creditworthiness, which is based on the 3 C's. The first C is your character. That's like, do you pay your bills on time? And then the second one is capital, which is a question like, what money or assets do you already have? And then the third one is capacity. Can you afford to pay the loan back with all your other debts? To build good credit, you should always pay on time. Do not open a bunch of credit cards, and don't get tempted by the free gifts. Keeping old accounts open helps too. Now let's move on to insurance. Do you know what that is?
Isn't it like when you pay money for something you don't even use?
I mean, kind of. Insurance protects your stuff and gives you a peace of mind. Take life insurance, for example. Grown-ups with families get it so that if something happens to them, their family has money. There are two main kinds. There's term life insurance, which is cheaper and covers you for a set time, like 20 years. And then whole life insurance is more expensive, but lasts your whole life and has an investment component.
Do kids need it?
Not usually. It's more for adults, but here's something you should know. Insurance has premiums. That's the money that you pay each month just to stay covered. And if something happens, you might pay a deductible before the insurance company pays the rest.
Like what?
Say you crash a car that costs $30,000 to fix. If your deductible is $1,000, you pay $1,000 and the insurance company pays $29,000. That's sort of how it works. All right, now let's compare owning a home to renting. If you own a house, you usually have a mortgage. That's a loan you pay back every month. As you pay it off, you build equity. That's part of the house you actually own.
Equity is like points you earn from owning your house?
Exactly, but if you don't pay $20 down at the start, you might have to pay PMI, or private mortgage insurance. It's like a fee that protects the lender until you've paid enough. Also, banks often set up an escrow account to pay your property taxes and insurance for you.
What about renting?
Renting means you don't own the house, you just pay the money to live there. You usually sign a lease, which is a contract that says for how long you'll stay there. You'll also pay a security deposit up front in case you damage the place. If you take care of it, you'll get that money back.
Do renters need insurance too?
Yep, renter's insurance covers for only the stuff inside your apartment. If you need a home, you need a homeowner's insurance, which covers both the house and your belongings. All right, now for our last big topic, retirement. Sounds really far away, but starting early makes a huge difference. There are special accounts for saving for retirement. 401k are for people that work for private companies. It's tax deferred, which means you don't have to pay taxes now, but you do when you take your money out. The contribution limit is about $23,500 a year, and you can't take money out of it until you're 59 and a half. A 403b is just like a 401k, but for public employees like teachers. And a traditional IRA lowers your taxable income now, but you pay taxes later when you withdraw. And then a Roth IRA is the opposite. You pay taxes now, but when you withdraw your money, they're tax-free.
Which one is the best?
I guess it depends. If you think you'll earn more money later, Roth IRA is smart because you'll pay taxes now when you're in a lower tax bracket. If you need the tax break now, a traditional IRA helps. And another tip I have for you is a rule of 110. Basically, you take 110 minus your age, and that's the percentage of money you can keep in stocks, and the rest of it should go in bonds.
So if I'm 20, 110 minus 20 equals 90. So 90% in stocks and 10 in bonds?
Exactly. The younger you are, the more risk you can take because you have time to recover from your losses.
Wow. So I learned that with a budget, I should pay myself first. I should invest so compound interest can work for me. I should balance risk with the risk reward pyramid. Use credit card wisely. Get insurance to protect myself. Know the difference between owning versus renting, and starting planning for retirement accounts even though I'm young.
You nailed it. That's why these are called tips for teens. If you start early, your future will thank you.